Hi, Duke.
Sue Ellen?
Oh, hi, Morgan.
It's Mike.
Of course.
Well, gee, you're sure looking great.
Well, thank you, she said.
Oh, about the dance next Saturday night, the Sigma Gam dance. Is there any possibility that, well, I suppose someone's already asked you, but I sure would like to take you and all if no brother has asked you.
Why, Michael, aren't you the greatest? Oh, but what complicates it, Ted Kean did ask me first.
Oh.
Only I doubt if his basketball knee will be in any condition for heavy dancing.
Oh.
And then there's Roger McLean.
Oh.
But there's a possibility that he'll fly to Chicago to see his sick mother. And in that case, I'd adore going with you, Michael. That is, of course, if you don't mind waiting until the very last minute.
Oh, no, no. That'd be swell. Well, gee, then I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Fine, Michael. Fine.
So long. Well, so what's with you guys?
Gee, Sue Ellen, you sure are looking great.
Well, that'll be swell, Sue Ellen. Gosh, I'll be waiting to hear from you. Mike, you act like she's doing you a favor to come to our dance.
You're offering her a Sigma Gam key to paradise. That girl should faint with pride.
A six burgers dry, hold the trimmings, plate of chili and a dog, four burgers, two to go with everything.
Working.
Hey, what happened to the root beer float?
Suppose Ted's watery knee does dehydrate in time. Or Roger's mother's okay. You're gonna be left high and dry.
Look, don't worry about me.
She walks in beauty like the night, covered with ketchup and piccalilli.
What are you guys having besides Big Joe?
Champagne for everyone. The best your innkeeper has to offer.
Jackie, bring in that crate of lettuce from out front, will you?
Okay, Papa. Be right back. Try to read the menus without moving your lips. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, I'm Mike Douglas.
I guess those two clowns told you who I was. They put you up to asking for a date?
I'm able to get my own ideas. Like, how do you like foreign movies?
I love them, as long as they have Bridget Bardot in them.
Well, there's a Bardot playing at the drive-in.
I'm kind of peculiar. I go to the drive-in to see the movie.
Okay. But don't knock the popcorn. That's also an attraction.
Jackie, where's them hamburger buns?
Coming right up, Pop. I'm through by 7:30.
7:30, then.
Little Sir Galahad.
Well, my dad always says it pays off to act like a gentleman. I have a date with Jackie.
You got a date with Jackie Acton?
Mm-hmm.
The rabbit has tiger blood.
How did you do it? She wouldn't give me the time of day.
And her father, he taught her a left jab that's murder.
But the kid waits for him to get up. And when he does, he covers good so the kid can't use his right. But he keeps it cocked, just like a meat cleaver, waiting and waiting for an opening, see? Then around the fourth round... Excuse me. Hey, in there, how long are you going to keep this kid waiting out here? And don't go trying to sneak out until you're all through...
Cleaning the coffee urn, meat grinder, pie case, refilling with salt, pepper, sugar, mustard, ketchup, napkin containers. And soap dispenser.
You better be in by 2. It's your turn to open up in the morning.
We're just going to a movie, Pop.
And pow, he gives this big bum a belt right in the button.
Good night, sir.
Gee, I could have sat through that movie all over again. The way she looked at him. The way you looked at her.
Well.
Gee, if I fall in love like Bridget did, I'd never be such a fool. I mean, imagine leaving home for a no-good nick like that sailor. And that Chinese dress she danced in. Wow, that's what I call wild.
Boy, I'll say. In a drive-in, when you hear all the auto horns at one time, that's like take a bow.
What are you studying in college?
My major, psychology.
Oh. Is it true that psychiatrists charge at $25 an hour?
Why? Is something bugging you?
Well, Sue Ellen Chase and her girlfriends were talking about whether to wear their champagne satin off-the-shoulder smash or their gold lamé to some dance Saturday, and I got so jealous. Put my thumb through a cheeseburger.
You should worry. What they wouldn't give to look like you.
I wonder if they appreciate their advantages. Knowing how to talk, where to go, what to do.
You're not letting it bother you just because they're going to a fraternity dance.
Bother me? Not a bit.
Well, look, you'll be going to all those dances someday.
How could I get to college? I just barely got to high school.
Well, you don't have to go to college. You know something? You're going to go to that dance Saturday with me.
You're kidding.
I mean it. Would you do me the honor? Seems to be an echo around here.
Oh, I'm surprised at you, Mike. Think of that poor girl.
That poor girl? You mean that lovely dish?
Mike, taking a hamburger stand girl to a drive-in is one thing. But bringing her here to our dance, I don't know.
Marty, she'll make the campus females look sick.
Yeah, she'll make the fraternity look even sicker. And to think you could be taking Sue Ellen Chase.
Sue Ellen?
Sure, Sue Ellen phoned you and I talked to her.
She can go?
Ted's knee is still out of commission, and Roger flew to Chicago. She's yours for the asking.
There must be a way. There's got to be a way.
Steve, I know you got plenty of problems of your own, but you better start moving in on Mike. When a 19-year-old starts getting careless about hurting a girl's feelings...
But I thought Jackie was the number one girl.
Oh, but that was yesterday, before he started thinking about she ain't quality folk.
Oh. Well, it's just too bad. He's already invited her. Hello. Yes, this is the Douglas residence. Yes, this is Mike's father. Was that so? She isn't, huh? Oh, I'm sure you have Mike's interest at heart. Thank you for calling. Well... That was one of Mike's feminine friends who just had to call and warn us that he was taking a girl to the prom who isn't good enough for him.
Well, isn't that thoughtful of her?
Yeah. Where is His Royal Highness now?
I believe he's reclining upstairs.
Don't worry about it, Mike. I'll just call Jackie on the phone and, I'll think of something.
No, never mind, Rob. I better see her face to face and tell her.
Okay, but a good excuse is much more civilized. Like a maybe Bub's got the bubonic plague or something.
Try and make it the 24-hour variety, will you?
God, angry. Look, Robbie, you stay out of this, do you understand?
Okay, I was just trying to help Mike out, though.
Just stay out of it.
Hey, Valentino, that rental tux outfit phoned and said they couldn't have your suit ready till about an hour before the dance.
Oh, swell. That doesn't even give me time for a fitting. What if the pants are too long or the sleeves are too short?
Well, can't you stoop a little?
Thanks for the shirt, Bob. I'll see you in about an hour.
Mike, a so-called friend of yours called a few minutes ago.
Yeah, lady knife thrower.
She wanted to tell us that it would be a disaster if you took Jackie to the dance.
Oh, did she have kind of a cute little whiny voice?
You're whining is the word for it.
Sue Ellen. Oh, you see, Dad, Roger McLean's on his way to Chicago, and Ted Keenan's knee's out of commission.
Are you getting any part of this?
I think so. Sue Ellen is available, so he's unloading Jackie.
Well, Marty says the dance would be embarrassing to Jackie. She'd be pressing. It'd get worse and worse.
Mike, isn't it a little late to think about that?
Well, it'd be a miserable evening for her, Dad. She'd never forget she was from across the tracks.
They were torn up 20 years ago.
How do you think a gentleman would act in this situation?
Well, I think a gentleman would consider all the angles and then spare Jackie an embarrassing evening.
Makes me misty-eyed the way you're protecting Jackie by taking Sue Ellen to the dance.
All right, I've got my college career to worry about. Jackie doesn't. I'm on campus. She's not.
Mike, so two people think you shouldn't take her to the dance. Marty and Sue Ellen.
They're not the only ones. Somebody sent me this bouquet.
Well, maybe Mike doesn't need any outside help to be a snob, but he's certainly getting it, isn't he?
Oh, don't throw it away, Steve. We'll have salad for dinner.
It's just a little tired, Bob.
Then in the ninth, this punchy redneck miner crawls off the canvas and pow, pow, pow.
Evening, Mr. Acton.
Teeth start flying around ringside like confetti. I tell you, you never saw nothing like it in all your days.
Excuse me, Jackie. Your dad said it was okay.
Oh, Mike. Come on in. Please sit down.
I dropped by because something important's come up.
Gee, Mike, I've got to have your advice. Can you stand blue lace?
Looks fine. I'm no authority.
Well, this one really is my favorite, but the seams are kind of shot since I won first prize in the twist contest.
How about that?
My wardrobe's a little meager, I'm afraid. Daddy planned on taking me to Paris. However, we just couldn't tear ourselves away during the chilly season.
Well, either one is pretty. But, Jackie, what I wanted to talk to you about...
Of course, if May Chan would let me borrow her new charm, Sam. Gee, Mike, I can't tell you how much this dance means to me. Even if I don't go out again for a whole year, it'll be worth it. And I'd only want to go with just you, Mike.
It's, that important, huh?
Gee, I hope you like opera-length gloves. My mom did. These were hers, but hardly worn.
They're the greatest.
Now I'll shut up so you can tell me that important thing.
I just dropped in to see if you were okay.
Oh, I'm okay. When you come by in your pumpkin coach, I'll be all ready to do the Cinderella bit.
Okay, Princess.
Pow! Pow!
Good night. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Mike.
Well, home safe from the perils of Lower Slobovia.
I imagine that'll be Sue Ellen. She's been calling to find out what time you're picking her up tomorrow night.
I'm taking Jackie.
Oh, that's fine, Mike.
Big gamble, though.
Jackie?
No, that stupid tailor. I'm running the tux on faith. No time for a fitting.
Well, now, don't worry, Sheik. We'll baste everything that's loose. That'll look sharp for Jackie, you know.
Right.
Matter.
Disaster. Well, the coat's all right, but the pants are too big in the waist and they're miles too long.
Well, just take them off and give them to me. I'll fix them.
Well, can you hurry? I picked up Jackie on the way. She's waiting in the car.
You left her out there waiting in the car?
Yeah, she's all right there.
Robbie, would you go out and ask Jackie to come in? She can wait in here.
Oh, no. I don't see why, Dad. She doesn't mind waiting out there, and Bub would just be a couple of minutes with the pants, won't you?
Mike, I think maybe you better wait upstairs, don't you?
Well, why?
He left her waiting in the car. And you thought Gallantry was dead.
I don't see why everybody's so excited. It's just another girl. Hi.
Well, good evening, Jackie. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
I'm Mike's father.
Hi, dear.
And this is his grandfather.
Hello.
Mrs. Chip, and I.
Hi, dear.
Yes, you've met Robbie.
Hmm? Yes.
Well,
I left my sewing basket in the kitchen, Robbie, Chip.
Well, come in. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Douglas.
That's quite an unusual... It's a very unusual dress you're wearing.
It's called a Chan Sam. I was lucky enough to borrow it from Mrs. Chan. My peach taffeta came apart.
Well, I could see how that could happen. Could I get you a soft drink or something?
Oh, thank you.
I'll never get through ribbon poor old Mike.
Poor old Mike can survive it. Maybe Shanghai Lil can.
Robbie, would you pour a soft drink for Jackie? But we have to get another dress for her somehow. Maybe we can borrow one. Now, look, you're the costume expert, and you see all the neighbor ladies in the supermarket. Which one of them would you say wears the same size dress as Jackie?
Well, now, let me see. There's Mrs. Dowling. No, she's a little buxom. Mildred Homer is close. I'll tell you. Nell Clackworthy. She's perfect. They live three doors north of
you. Yeah, I know.
And they borrowed our lawnmower.
Fine, if she'll just lend us a dress, they can keep the lawnmower. All we have to do is think of some way to get Jackie out of that dress.
Well, why don't you just tell her the dress looks awful?
Oh, you can't do that, Rob.
Never mind, Steve. I'll handle it.
Okay.
Robbie. This'll pick you up, Jackie. A nice, tall, cool one. I'm sorry.
What am I gonna do?
It's all my fault. I did it, so come on upstairs. I'll take care of it. Come on. I'm so sorry. This is...
Mr. O'Casey?
We're in here, honey. We're in here.
Gee, what am I going to tell Mrs. Chan?
Oh, now, don't you worry about that, Jackie. We'll send it out to the cleaners and it'll come back as good as new.
And what have you done with my orchid? You know, Mike gave it to me so I could wear it in my hair like Bridget Bardot.
Yeah, well, I put it on your bag like this, Jackie. That's the way Jackie Kennedy wears it. Doesn't that look nice?
Yes, but there's nothing left of me.
I don't choose, Jackie.
Worry about a thing, honey. You sit right down here and relax. And Mother O'Casey will take charge.
We better be on our way.
Well, remember now, take it easy on the twist. Both of you are only basting.
Good night, Jackie. Have fun.
Thanks.
Good night, Mike.
Dad?
Yes, Chip.
I thought you looked better in the other outfit.
Excuse me a second.
I can't believe my eyes.
This boy was actually kissing Jackie Acton. And she didn't belt him.
I don't understand it. Well, I merely followed my dad's advice. Conduct yourself like a gentleman. And, man, really pays off. And man, did it pay off.
And what was Marty and Duke's reaction?
Well, at first they thought it was kind of a square approach, but they were pretty impressed last night.
Hello?
Who is it?
It's me. Just bringing back the the glass slippers.
Well, come in, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Let me take the dress for you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you're just in time.
Have you had breakfast?
No, Mr.
Cagle. That's what I'm
saying.
Let me
wait for
you. Sit down.
Here.
If I live to be 100, there will never be another night.
I used to say that, Jackie, until I reached 100.
Would you like some pancakes, Jackie?
Oh, thank you, Chip.
A gentleman may be square, but it does get results.
Now, listen, Buster. I take care of the pancake orders around this house.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.